So, Mr. Merritt, what brings you here to South Central today, or South LA, depending on who you're talking to?
Right.
Well, in support of Mr. Sanders.
Well, I was born and raised out here, and I'm here visiting my family.
Fun fact. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so, when I made the New Year's plan to come to town, my friend Sean King mentioned that he would be out here stopping for Bernie and asked me to join him.
Okay, nice, nice. And is there, like, anything in particular that you think that, like, black people need to know about why they should support Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, I mean, I'll speak first from kind of the limited perspective of my field, which is civil rights work with an emphasis on police accountability.
Right.
Bernie is one of the few candidates who has articulated a platform to deal with not only the destructive nature of the criminal justice system,
mm-hmm.
but specifically holding police officers accountable for misconduct and implementing policies to address the crisis in American policing, specifically with the use of deadly and brutal force directed at black Americans, in addition to other minorities. I rarely find any candidate on the trail who is putting these issues up front and center. You know, being raised out here, I've never seen anyone open an office in or around South Central and then place the issues in his platform on his campaign speech, not only when he comes to this community, but on a national stage to say, this is a crisis in American culture that we have to address. Quite frankly, I've seen it in some of the other candidates who are not viable, like Bernie, who has demonstrated an ability in the polls to not only win the nomination, but to actually beat Trump on that campaign, with that solidly rooted in his platform. I think it's something that the black community should consider. I think you should ask every candidate, what is he doing for the communities that I love and serve?
All right, sweet. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.